Hallelujah. Oh, I can hear you. Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Today is the last day, and so soon, it's coming to an end. But I believe God has the best package for us today. Oh, is that all you can? I said, God has the best package for us today. We have been blessed from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and today is the last day, and I believe today God will crown it for us. Amen. We are blessed to have Bishop Saki in the house again. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want to thank God for the life of Bishop Richard Ayi. Hallelujah. I can hear you. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hey! Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Wow. It's a blessing. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. All right. Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. What would we have done if we never found such a church? Let's thank God for the life of our prophet and, you know, the best of the best. Bishop Doug Edward Mills. Oh, let's thank God for Bishop's life. I think we can thank God. We are thanking God for the life of our dear Bishop. God bless you. Amen. You may take your seats, please. Well, you can see today it's not only brown and yellow and white, but we also have the red hot love. The first love. Oh, I feel like them. Young people, so it's okay. Okay, all right. Okay. Okay. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, now take your seats. Take your seats. Hallelujah. First love. First love, you are young, but we also showing you that we are not that old, you know. Okay. Thank you. Be seated, please. Hallelujah. 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 All right. So I'm sure we are still welcoming our brothers and sisters who have come from far. So right now we want to welcome the people who are coming from a very unique country, a country that is surrounded by France, Germany, Italy, and Austria. Let us welcome all the way from Switzerland. Swiss, come on, come on, come on, come and say hello. Hallelujah. It's okay. Don't worry, when you see them jumping, they come from the mountain. So when they come to places like this, they need to jump a bit. Wow, these are delegates from Switzerland. And hallelujah. Where's Miriam? Come and say hello to us. Speak some German and
English. Praise the Herr. Grüezi miteinander aus der Schweiz. Ich hoffe, es geht euch allen gut. Und wir sind alle gesegnet, dass wir da dürfen sein. We are all blessed to be here in this powerful convention. It is a wonderful time. I can't even explain it with words. I cannot. It's just, I have no words to explain it. It's been the best ever. Amen. 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 It's such a, we are so blessed to be part of this church. Hallelujah. And we are so blessed to be under the direct leadership of our Bishop Kweku. Amen. And our Lady Reverend Sheila, she's our mother. We love them very much because they have really been the best thing that could have happened to us in Switzerland. Amen. God bless you all. Amen.
It's square, Toda. Well, why don't you put your hands together from our delegates from Switzerland? Hallelujah. Amen. And we want to also welcome our brethren, brothers and sisters from another part of Europe. They are very, very, very wild. When I say they are wild, I mean they are wild. Shall we welcome from the city where the Pope lives? Italiano!
Ciao, siamo i popoli d'Italia. E grazie a Dio, il lavoro di Dio sta andando benissimo in Italia. E portiamo dei saluti dai nostri fratelli in Italia, dal nostro reverendo Emmanuel e la moglie Giuseppina. Grazie a Dio e grazie al nostro episcopale Bishop Dougie Ward Mills. Abbiamo anche l'opportunità di fare qualcosa su questa terra per il nostro Dio. Alleluia. Poi ringraziamo il nostro episcopale, Bishop Kweku Aposta. Anni fa lo chiamiamo Reverendo Fire, because he was a reverend fire. Amen. By the grace of God, we bring you greetings from Italy, from my Reverend Emmanuel Obing and the wife, Lady Pastor Josephina. By the grace of God and through our Bishop Dagi Ward Mills, we have also the opportunity to do something for God in the land of Italy. And the work of God is moving on very well in Italia by the grace of God. We thank our Bishop, Kweku Amponsa, for putting fire on our buttocks to move all the time. Ladies are moving by the grace of God and through the fire that he's putting on our buttocks. Amen.
Hallelujah. We can't live without doing this. It used to be lighthouse, lighthouse, lighthouse. But now, for a few seconds, what? Mustard seed. Mustard, 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 mustard seed, 1200, mustard seed, 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 mustard, 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 mustard seed, mustard seed, mustard seed, mustard seed.
Is 12 branches. Hallelujah. So when I say uno, due, tre, andiamo, then you say master seed, master seed, master seed, master seed, master seed, one branches up to 12. Hallelujah. So we give it to Pastor Jace as we move.
Uno, due, tre, andiamo, master, 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 master seed, master seed, master seed, master seed, master seed.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, why don't you put your hands together for the challenge? They are the original composers. Oh, put your hands together for the Italians. God bless them. Hallelujah. This is the unique thing about, you know, the United Denominations. God has given us different and diverse people and different people. We thank God for what he's doing with us. Amen. And also, we want to welcome you have come from where? You come from Plymouth, you come from... wait. You come from New Cross. You come from Leighton. You come from Peckham. Wait. So, I would like everybody from the UK to stand. Peckham. And let's welcome. Us coming from outside, we are grateful to be in the UK, and on behalf of Bishop Richard,
and Sister Philippa Maka. We want to say thank you. Thank you for hosting us. And thank you for making it possible for us to find a home in the UK. So once again, God bless you and thank you so much. Hallelujah. So now you can take your seats. You can take your seats. This is beautiful. I said it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful, isn't it? Are you not blessed to be part of this family? I say, are we not blessed to be part of this family? We thank God. And, you know, we are coming to the favorite part of the service, which is that we are about to hear, we are about to see and hear and feel. Are you with me? How a dog can chase a rabbit. But before that, we would like to invite and welcome Lady Pastor Chantel to bless us with a song. Oh, put your hands together for her. I can't hear you clapping, please.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. When a man loves the Lord. Hallelujah. Missions.
wanna miss his calling, doesn't wanna miss the will of God. When a man loves the Lord, he will give him all his heart. The best of his life, his youthful days, he will trust and obey.
Beautiful. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Sit on top of your enemies. Squeeze them. Finish them. Suffocate them. Let them feel uncomfortable. Hello? Hello? Hallelujah. Amen. That is beautiful, beautiful. It's working. right, you're blessed. All right. Hallelujah. God is a gracious God. Somebody say amen. God is really gracious to have brought us up to this point. Amen. And this is an amazing gathering. I want to particularly salute Sister Philippa for beautiful work. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. All right. Be seated. It is good so far, hasn't it? And I'm just sharing with you this very short one. Then we'll take a break, finish up everything, and come back for the last lap. Is it a good idea? Wonderful. I'm happy to meet, see all this wonderful first love children. Thank you. Wow. Honestly, if you don't belong to this denomination, you can easily not like us. Because we are so happy. We are so happy that you don't know what to do anymore. Amen. God has blessed us with this united denomination. Hallelujah. And we're grateful to God for the wisdom God has given our leader and our prophets. Amen. And God has brought us thus far. Hallelujah. Now, we've talked about it is a great thing to serve the Lord. Amen. So just for an hour, and then we're going to take the break and come back and wrap up with the anointing service. Amen. Hallelujah. You will go with an anointing. Did you hear what I said? During the anointing service, you are going to pray on two things. One, any negative thing that has attached itself to you, preventing you from becoming fruitful, you shall be separated from that thing. Amen. Anything that has attached itself is not able to make you break out and explode in the spirit. Will you be severed from that attachment? And number two, any spirit of stagnation that has made your life stagnant, you are going to be uprooted from that spirit of stagnation. Hallelujah. So we are going to pray about it. Amen. And then the final one will be the spirit of multiplication. Every aspect of your life, there shall come multiplication. You will see multiplication in your finances. Multiplication in your church and ministry. Do you believe it? You are going home with that anointing in Jesus' name. It's not a spirit of addition, it's a spirit of multiplication. You may be seated. So come prepare. Hallelujah. So, if the ingredient that is in our life, that changes life, is called a blessing, What is it that you must do to attract a blessing? How can you be blessed? Ask your sister or brother, how can I be blessed? What is the modus operandi? What is the means by which the blessing will come? And I'm going to run through this very briefly, and then we will move on. Numbers chapter 6. Numbers chapter 6. Verse number 23. Numbers 6, 23. Are you there? Oh, the one on the screen is there, so you're also there. This book of the law, not this screen of the law, or not this tablet of the law. But we're all guilty, so I better shut up. All right. Have you found Numbers chapter 6 and verse 23? Bible says, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, the Lord bless thee and keep thee, and the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious to thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. So he says, this is the way you will bless them. I'm talking about the way you will be blessed. Amen. How can I be blessed? You see, the people of Israel had come out, gathered, and God is saying, it was going through all sort of wilderness experience and all that. And God said, Moses, speak to Aaron. Moses was like the prophet. Amen. Was a prophet. Aaron was like the pastor. Hallelujah. And he said, Moses, speak to Aaron. And he said, in this wise, you will bless them, saying unto them, the first means of your blessing are the words that come out of the mouth of the man of God. Can I have an amen? Amen. If I was a baker, the way I'm going to bless you is to give you bread. If I was a carpenter, the way I can bless you with what I do is to make either a bed or a table for you. Are you there? If I was a cook, I may make you some nice omelette, because that is what I've been trained in. But I'm not a cook. I'm not a baker. I'm not a carpenter. I'm a pastor. And this is the way I can bless you. Can I have an amen? This is the way, by the speaking. Can I have an amen? By the words I speak, a blessing is coming to you. That is why I crave to hear my bishop and my prophet's voice every day in my life. Every time I put on the podcasts or any of the messages and I begin to hear the voice, that is the way a blessing is coming into my life. Are you still here? That is the way a blessing is coming. You see, people often come and say that, oh, pastor, lay hands on me. If I cannot speak to you, I cannot pray for you. If you cannot listen to my voice, you don't deserve hands to be laid on you. Because every minister, the means of our sending out a blessing is by the words we speak. Whether it is prophetic, whether it is correction,
whether it's instruction, the speaking brings a blessing into your life. Anybody who cannot listen to you don't deserve your prayer. Some people, you know, one day a gentleman came to us years ago, our bishop, and he said, I am bound to tobacco. I want to be free for so many years, and I have this developed out of cancerous conditions, and I want to be prayed for. But there was a packet of cigarettes in his pocket. So Bishop said, can I have it? He said, no, just pray for me. I'm keeping the cigarette, but pray for me. If you cannot listen, you don't deserve prayer. I think we can close and go home. What do you think about that? Pastors, your words are more powerful than the hand that you lay. Anybody who is not willing to listen to you don't deserve your prayer. I think we can share the grace and go home. Hallelujah. God said, this is the way you will bless them, by saying. When you speak, something is happening in people's lives. In this meeting, as we prepare to close, I speak a blessing into your life. Hallelujah. How many of you are still in the service? As I speak, I said, I came under the mandate of our prophet. And he said, bless my children for me. The first means of the blessing is by the speaking. I speak life into your life. I speak extension of life into your life. In the name of Jesus. Are you there? I am like Aaron. That God said, Moses, tell Aaron. Bishop spoke to me and said, I should bless you. So now, under authority, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. May every curse in your life be reversed. Anywhere you have failed, you will never fail again. Any part of your body that is not working, may it begin to function now in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. I tell you, power is coming to you. Power is coming to you. Victory is coming to you. Victory is coming to you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. Are you still here? This is the means. The speaking is like a railway track. As I speak, it's coming to somebody's life. It's coming to somebody's life. You will never fail again in the name of Jesus. You will never fail again. I said you will never fail again. I'm speaking to you. If I was a baker, I would give you bread. If I was a tailor, I would make a shirt for you. I'm not a tailor. I'm a pastor. And I speak into your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord, you see, I'm telling you something. Some of you have struggled in some areas. This morning, the day of struggles are over. What's so difficult for you to do? From now, anointing will make it easy in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Churches that have not been working, from today, they will start working. I said, they will start working. May the spirit of attraction come upon you in the name of Jesus. God will make your life attractive. I said, God will make your life attractive. I'm preaching. Lord, I'm preaching. Hallelujah. This is the way. Tell you about this is the way. Say, this is the way blessing is coming to you. Then other man is speaking. There's rearrangement in your life. I see angels rearranging your life in the name of Jesus. Reorganizing your life in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. You will be blessed. You will be blessed. I see somebody carrying a truckload of blessing. A truckload of blessing. You are going loaded. God is loading your truck. Angels are loading your truck with blessings. With blessings. With blessings. Receive it in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you. I said, may the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I see you moving one step, jumping three steps, going higher. You will go up with speed. You will go up with speed. Your church will grow with speed. Receive it in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. May your marriage be blessed. May your children be blessed. May your home be blessed. May the work of your hand be blessed. Are you there? The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. You see, when God told Moses to speak to Aaron, the people of Israel were in a crisis. And he said, something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. There's something that will pull them out. As I speak, I see angels pulling you out. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. How many of you are still here? Tell me about this is the way. This is the way. This is the way your life will change. I'm not here to give everybody 100 pounds. I can't give you 50 pounds. But I can speak. The words are worth more than 1,000 pounds. They're worth more than 10,000 pounds. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. You're walking out of here with the blessing of the Lord. Short amen. Hello. Are you still here? You be blessed. Whew. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. God will keep you. God will keep you. The Bible calls him the keeper of Israel. The keeper of Israel. Who has kept Israel through every situation. That same God will keep you. He neither slumbers nor sleep. In Spain, God will keep you. In Germany, God will keep you. In Switzerland, God will keep you. In Vanuatu, God will keep you. In Fiji, God will keep you. In Papua New Guinea, God will keep you. In Australia, God will keep you. In UK, God will keep you. In Italy, God will keep you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord keep you. I said, may the Lord keep you. You be kept. You be kept by the power of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Are you still here? God will keep you. You will not die before your time. As I speak, any negative pronouncement over your life, the words I speak are canceling it out. Bible says, no weapon fashioned against you prosper. Any tongue that rises up against you shall be condemned. When somebody speaks against you, it takes words to cancel out what has been said. Some of you, people have said negative things about you. but I stand as a servant of God under the authority of Bishop Daniel Mills. I cancel every negative word spoken against you in the name of Jesus. God will keep you. God will keep you. He will keep your own. He will keep your children. He will keep your marriage. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it? He will keep you. What a word. Say, neighbor, what a word. Are you still in church? You'll be kept. 5 years, you'll still be serving God. 10 years, you'll still be serving God. I see pastors and lady pastors rising out of among us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to carry on. Can you go back to your seats? Can you go back to your seats? On this wise, in this way, in this way, in this way, in this way, this is the way to be blessed. As we speak, something is happening in your life. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go back to your seats. May the Lord make his face shine up. God will make his face to shine. May every darkness in your life despair, because the glory of God is shining upon your life. Any dark spot in your life, any dark area in your life, may the Lord shine his light over your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. How many of you are still here? I said, how many of us are still here? My God. My Jesus. Amen. The Lord make his face shine upon you. Shine upon you. Shine upon you. Some of you, your life has been like the underground. The underground train. You can't see lights. But from now, you're coming out of underground. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. May the Lord be gracious to you. Receive grace in your life. You have to say, I receive it. I receive it. Do you know how to receive? May the Lord be gracious. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord be gracious to you. Where the judgments, may grace take over. May you receive what you don't deserve. Benefits you don't deserve are coming to you. Promotions are coming to you. In the name of Jesus, God will be gracious to you. Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Amen. And give you. Look at this vision. He says that God bless and keep you. May God smile on you and gift you. May, it's nice to see your father smile. Have you ever gone to work? You go to the office. When your boss sees you, he frowns. Or I say, and he turns and he hasn't seen you. But when your boss smiles at you, you know things are working. May God smile upon you. I said, may God smile upon you. May God look at you and smile. It's a good sign. Hallelujah. Are you there? May God look you full in the face. May God look you full in the face. And may he make you prosperous. May you prosper from today. Say, I will prosper. As I serve the Lord, I will prosper. You didn't shout it out. Say, as I serve the Lord, I will prosper. Do you believe it? You will not die in poverty. You will not die in disgrace. Your life will not end in shame. You will prosper in Jesus' name. How many of you are still receiving? Ask your neighbor, do you know how to receive at all? Do you know how to receive at all? May the Lord prosper you in the name of Jesus. He will prosper you. I said he will prosper you. Shout your loudest amen. Hallelujah. Go back to your seats. Number two. I said go back to your seats. I'm sure you speak English. So go back to your seats now. Joel, God will prosper you. Yes. Hallelujah. I said, go back to your seats. I have 20 more minutes to finish the sign. So that is the first way God prospers. God blesses you by the words the man of God speaks into your life. Can I have an amen? Are you still here? I have related with Bishop closely for close to 35 years. And every time, I want to hear what he has to say. Because the words he speaks are loaded with blessing for my life. Say amen. Another way that God is going to bless you. Genesis chapter 27. Genesis 27. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. I'm sure you can hear me. Can you hear me? Thank you. In Genesis 27, we see how Isaac was old and asked that his son will make for him. Look at verse 4. Or verse 3. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meats, such as I love. Look at that one. The type I love. And bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. Hallelujah. Isaac was about to release a blessing. May you crave for your father's blessing in Jesus' name. Are you still here? But the thing that he said was, he called his son Esau and said, go and make for me. Go find something, some bush meats. Bring it home. And make for me the type of soup that I like. The one that my soul likes. And when I eat and I am satisfied. Look at that one. I like it. That my soul may bless thee. The one that I love. And bring it to me that I may eat. That my soul may bless thee before I die. You see, Isaac was asking that this, his son, will do something for him that will make him happy. You see, and this does not necessarily have to deal with only money. But I'm saying to everybody, listen carefully. In the church, as we serve God in the ministry, there's something that when you do, your pastor will be happy with you. So say it again, Bishop. There's something that you do it. Sometimes somebody will be singing. And as the person is singing, the man of God feels something inside. You see, God will make something that you do connect a blessing into your life. Can I have an amen? The one that I like is, if you're a chorister, sing the song that your pastor likes, that his soul will bless you. Don't sing what you like. Sing what your pastor likes, so that when he's happy, his soul will bless you. Somebody shout amen. Many people are working, but they are not receiving a blessing, because that is what makes the man of God happy. Can I have an amen? If you can make the man of God happy, he will release a blessing into your life. Shout amen. How many of you are hearing me this morning? This is the way. You see, I've been a pastor for many years. I've seen people do things, and it's not connecting. The thing they are doing is not connecting. But I've seen people also serve. And when they serve, I have a young man who takes me around when I'm going to preach in Accra, drives me around and all that. Sometimes I am tired. I go far away, preach, come back midnight, 1, 2 o'clock. This gentleman will leave his car far away, drives me all the way and come back. Drives me and come back. One day, it was late when I sat in the car. I just slept. He drove me all the way. When I got home, and I woke up. And when I woke up, I heard his hand. I said, may the Lord bless you. He went to work the following day. He was promoted twice. I see a blessing coming upon you in the name of Jesus. May a double promotion come upon somebody here. Are you still here? There's something that you can do that will provoke a blessing. It will provoke a blessing. It will provoke a blessing. It will provoke a blessing. Are you still here? Do you really want to be blessed? May you do things that provokes a blessing. I said they provoke blessing. I'm telling you, some people make their pastors talk too much. May you not be that type of person. Shout amen, somebody. Some of you worry your pastor too much. I'm preaching. Look, all my life in ministry, I'll tell you, one of the things I'm looking for, what will make Bishop happy? Am I talking to anybody here? Because I'm serving God under him. So my desire is to make sure that, to look for what will make him happy. That is my aim. What does he want? What do I want? Not what type of song do I want to sing? Not what type of... Some people in the choir, they are troublesome. When the pastor says, today we are wearing red and green, they wear blue and white. I'm preaching. You are too troublesome in the choir. Too troublesome in the church. When the pastor says, this song, when we are singing, we'll move here and we'll move here. You will move like this. It does not attract a blessing. May your act provoke a blessing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, I feel so blessed. And I'm so blessed because as I serve God under my bishop, I'm looking for things. What does he want? What make him happy? What does he want to be done? And I'm trying to do it. So they called Bishop Richard. What do you think about this? Bishop said, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. No wonder I am blessed. No wonder he's blessed. If you seek your father's blessing, you will be blessed. You will be blessed. But look for it. What does he want? I'm preaching. My wife knows the type of food I like. Hallelujah. Are you there? He knows, she knows it. She knows the amount of pepper that must be in the soup. Sometimes I can taste and I said, Elsie, you didn't make this soup. And she'll say, you caught me. Because if she made the soup, there'll be the right combination. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? Anybody that is important in your life, anybody that matters to you, your primary goal must be, what does he want? What will make him happy? If you marry, sister, look for it. What style does he want? I shouldn't say. Some married wives, one way. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Can I say something? I am told that today is Reverend Daniel Cooker's birthday. Wait. You, all of you are shouting, wait. I am praying that our dear chairman, Sister Philippa, will go and ask my husband, what do you want? What style do you want? Which way do you want it? What must I do? Somebody give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. No. Selfish people are not blessed. Sir Bishop, say it again. Selfish people are not blessed. Yeah. If you're only thinking about yourself, your convenience, what is, you will not be blessed. If you're only thinking about, that is why rich companies are companies that provide service to others. Yeah. Service providers are rich because they're always looking for what to make the customer happy. Your prosperity is in your pleasing somebody that is important to you. Shout amen. Isaac said, I have a blessing inside of me. Every father has a blessing inside. I tell you. Every mother has a blessing. Amen. Sometimes I'll send money, I'll send a gift to my mother. And she'll call me. And she'll say, my son, She called me daddy. And I'll say, mommy. And she'll say, may God bless you. Because the blessing is coming from her inside. Inside. Something will provoke a blessing. Something. That is why I don't play with Galatians 6. I don't joke with it. I don't joke with it. Are you there? Or any other occasion I have to plant a seed. Because I know what provokes blessing. It is not that the person needs it, but something provokes. Because if Esau doesn't make the food, Rebecca can make the food. But this man wanted to direct the blessing into Esau's life. After all, he was not married to Esau. He was married to Rebecca. But he wanted to transfer a certain blessing. You see, it is for your blessing. It is for your blessing. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. How many of you are hearing me today? You will not miss out on your blessing ever. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Make for me savory meats. The one I like. The one I like. Are you there? Sometimes some people will be singing in the church. And as they're singing, I just take my iPad and begin to look at it. But sometimes when they're singing, I'm just glued on them. Because I feel something is happening. And they may not even hear. But I tell the Lord, bless these people. Bless these people. May you have action that will provoke blessing in your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If you're from Switzerland, ask Bishop Kweku, what can I do to get him, get a blessing from him? Amen. Because that is God's channel of blessing to you. Can I have an amen? And I'm not just talking about planting a seed of 100 friends. Or I'm talking about looking for ways. In the church, what can I solve? What problem can I solve? Because too many pastors are betting with little issues. But if you can have people in the church who will take up that matter, that issue, great helpers, God will bless you beyond measure in Jesus' name. Come on, shout your loudest amen. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And when Jacob made food in the instead of Esau and brought it to Isaac, and Isaac ate it, he said, now come, come now. I'm about to release a blessing. He released a blessing over Jacob that up to today, after more than 6,000 years, the blessing is still working. May the blessing that released on your life affect your children's children. May it affect many generations after you in the name of Jesus. May you go with a lasting blessing. I said, may you go with a lasting blessing. It will affect your marriage. It will affect your children. It will affect your job. It will affect your grandchildren. Receive it in Jesus' name. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Can I have an amen? Are you still here? Another way. Another ways. So I'll give you two ways, isn't it? One is by the spoken. One is by doing something that will provoke a blessing from my father. Number three, another way to be blessed is to work in the house of God. 2 Samuel chapter 6. What a word. I'm surprised I'm such a good preacher. Have you found 2 Samuel chapter 6? Thank you, Jesus. Now, in this passage, I'm sure we all know it quite well. When David and co were carrying the ark of the Lord, and they brought it to, and the ark was like just falling, somebody tried to hold the ark and he died. And David said, I can't carry this ark of God to my house. Ark of God that kills people, I can't carry it. So he decided to deposit it in the house of somebody who was not a Jew. He was a Hittite. So if a Hittite dies, it doesn't matter. How many of you are still here? If a Hittite dies, it does not matter. So Obed-Edom was in the house when the doorbell rang. Who is there? Who is there? You know, I know somebody. One day he got a phone call. And when this phone rang, he was an artist. When the phone rang, he picked up and the person said, mentioned his name. Are you Joseph? He said, yeah. What is it? So, I am the president of Ghana. The guy said, hey, Joe, don't be silly. Don't be silly. He thought was one of his friends was just putting the plug on him. Don't be silly. He said, I'm not Joe. I'm the president of Ghana. He said, Joe, you fool, pa. I am not Joe. I'm the president of Ghana. I said, Joe, you crazy? Are you crazy? I said, no, I am. Anyway, are you this artist and all that? Now, as the conversation went on, the guy realized, this could be the voice I've been hearing on radio and television. So he jumped up. Said, yes, sir. I'm this person. And he said, I saw an artwork that you did. I want you to come to my office and decorate my office for me. Before you realize, the boy was in the president's office. You receive a phone call that will change your life. Anyway, let's get to the story. So now Obed-Edom was there. When the doorbell rang, he opened the door. It was actually King David who was standing at Obed-Edom's door. The man fell down. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, king. What can I do? What can I do for you? The king said, oh, you know something. We're just passing by and we're a little tired. So we wanted somebody to look after the ark of God. And we felt that you'd be a very good person to look after the ark of God. What a shock. Are you still here? So the ark of God was deposited in Obed-Edom's house. And Obed-Edom was supposed to look after the ark of God. Look after it. I can see he didn't know what had happened. That the ark had killed somebody. But for him, it is an honor for the ark of God to dwell in my house. Hallelujah. It is an honor that somebody like me will be called upon to be an usher in the church. To be called upon to be a shepherd. Somebody with my background. A Hittite like me. An unqualified. Some of you think you are qualified, but you are actually not qualified. You are here by the mercy of the Lord. Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah. Listen to me. This Obed-Edom took over the ark of God. Began to look after the ark. Every morning, he would take his things. You are the Lord that he left me. You are the Lord, my healer. And he would be cleaning the ark of God. And his wife would be mopping the floor where the ark of God was kept. Mopping the floor. Are you there? His children will bring polish and be polishing the ark of God. Look at the scripture, verse 10. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 10. Look at it. What does it say? So David would not remove the ark of God. All right. But David carried it aside to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. Verse 11. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. Who can read the rest for me? Somebody read the rest. And what happened? Read the again. Read it one more time. Is there any Obed-Edom in this church? Can I find any Obed-Edom in this church? Somebody who is working for God, looking after the house of God, looking after the sheep, following up people, visiting people, praying for the people. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and his household. I see you bless. I see your household blessed. I said, I see your household blessed. The blessing on your life, it will touch your household. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. How many of you are ready for the Obed-Edom blessing? Look for some sister Obed-Edom, sister Obed-Edom, you'll be blessed. Somebody must have Obed-Edom as your middle name. Sister Margaret Obed-Edom. Sister Brother Joe Obed-Edom. Look for an Obed-Edom and give him high five and say, you'll be blessed, sister Obed-Edom, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed as you work in the house, as you look after the things of God. Some of you don't have any Obed-Edom. You are not even an Obed-Edom yourself. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We are, October is about to end. Am I right? November, December, by the end of January. I see a 3-month blessing coming on somebody's life in the name of Jesus. 3 months blessing. 3 months blessing. 3 months blessing. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. I tell you, by the end of January 2018, some people may not recognize you. Say, Bishop, preach. Somebody is about to have a super contract before the end of 2018. January 2018. What a word. What a word. I release Obed-Edom blessing on your life. Those of you working as shepherds, visiting people, following up people, playing instruments, working in the church, may the Obed-Edom blessing come upon your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This conviction, blessing is being released. I said, blessing is being released. How many of you are still in church? I said, how many of you are still in church? God, 3 months is long enough. Long enough. Tell your neighbor, watch me. In 3 months' time, come back to me. You will see my status. May your status change in 3 months. In Jesus' name. I prophesy over your life. I prophesy over your finances. I prophesy over your church. May your status change in 3 months. He was a Gittite. He was not a Jew, but he was blessed. You may be an outsider, but as you keep on sweeping, arranging chairs in the church, coming to play instruments, playing the saxophone, working in the church, may God promote you in the name of Jesus. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless. Obed-Edom didn't go for all night at any prophet's place. Obed-Edom, all he did, work for God. Work for God. All day long, I work for the Lord. All day long, I work for the Lord. All day long, I work for the Lord. And Bible, look at it, verse 12. Everybody, look at verse 12. All right. And it was told King David, saying, may people hear about your prosperity. I said, may they hear about your prosperity. May they hear about the blessing of God in your life. It was told King David, saying, the Lord had blessed the house. You see, because Obed-Edom used to walk all the time. Then they saw him driving a Mercedes Benz. Say, hey, where is it coming from? What a shock. They saw Obed-Edom moving into his own house. And it was told King David, people will tell your story. People will tell your story. Come on, shout hallelujah. What a way. What a way. Ask your neighbor, are you ready for the Obed-Edom blessing? Ask him, are you ready for Obed-Edom blessing? Ask him, what are you doing in the church? What are you doing in the house of God? Ask him, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you preaching? Are you following up? Are you praying? Are you caring? May you receive Obed-Edom's blessing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. It was told King David. It was told King David that man who was supposed to die, just like Uzziah died, that man who was supposed to die, is not dead. Instead, his children are getting scholarships. Because I would say that, and his household, they saw that, hey, what's happening to his household? Everything has changed. When they see Obed-Edom's wife, she's moving. Are you there? I said, are you there? And she'll be wearing her wig. Shake the head. She's moving. I declare to you, everything that concerns you shall be partaker of the blessing. Your wife will partake of your blessing. Your husband will partake of the blessing. Your children will partake of your blessing. Your household shall partake of the blessing. In the name of Jesus. One of the things I have realized in my own personal life is that any lady who has lived in my house had gotten married quickly. This is just by the way, I have only 2 spare rooms in my house. Look, my sister came to stay with me. She got married very quickly to Dr. Khan. The one after her came to stay with me. She got married quickly to another pastor. My 2 cousins, ladies, came to stay with me. They both got married on the same day. My sister-in-law came to stay in my house. She got married shortly after. I see the anointing coming upon this ministry. I release marriage anointing into this ministry. I release marriage anointing into this ministry. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. May you marry a good man. May you marry a good woman. May you be happily married. Receive it in Jesus' name. It will happen. It's part of the blessing. It's part of the blessing. Sisters, I see you getting married. I see you getting married. I release that blessing over your life in Jesus' name. I'm preaching. What is the time? Is my time up? Oh, I feel a release. I said, I feel a release. Brother, you will marry a nice lady. proper lady, proper lady, proper lady, proper lady. Receive it, brothers, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bible says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For knowing this, that your labor in the Lord will never be in vain. Receive the blessing from serving God in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, this is the way. Tell him, this is the way. Can I give you two quick points? Two quick ones. Another way to be blessed is to dissociate yourself from some people. There are some people, when they are in your life, you cannot be blessed. Psalm 1, verse number 1. Psalm 1, verse number 1. Put it up on the screen. What a word. What a word. I'm preaching so well, I tell you. Blessed. Can you see that? Blessed is the man. Blessed is that lady. Blessed is that brother who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Did you see that? Nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. Blessed. Blessed. Some of you have associations that are hindering your blessing. Say, Bishop, say it again. Are you still here? I said, some of you, you are in some relationships. Neither, whether it's boy or girl, that's not the issue. But you have people around you who are ungodly. And that thing is a hindrance to your blessing. When service is over, the person that you WhatsApp all the time, ungodly people, you don't know that they are standing in your way of the blessing. Blessed is the man. Blessed is that lady who does not walk in the counsel, the advice. Some people give terrible advice. May you be separated from people like that. Somebody shout hallelujah. Yes. From today, may you be dissociated. May you dissociate yourself from ungodly people. Amen. May you not stand in the way of sinners. May you not sit with people who ridicule churches, who ridicule pastors, who make fun of the ministry. May you be separated from people like that in the name of Jesus, so that your blessing will come. Some of you need to delete some numbers from your phone. Ask your neighbor, are you the one the man is talking to? Ask him, are you the one the man is talking? Some of you are not asking. I said, ask the person, are you the one the man is talking to? Be up your crew. Am I preaching? I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. Sometimes, the people I'm talking about are even in church. As the pastor is preaching, they are watching a movie on their phone. As I'm telling them, as the pastor is preaching, they are sending their WhatsApp and reading their messages. Some of them, when you sit by them, they say, hey, watch this thing. You are listening and say, watch. May you be separated from people like that. Because sometimes the preaching is at a point. You need to hear a particular word. That is why you came to church. But at that particular point, he said, hey, look at this. So that you miss your, you will never miss your blessing again. Tell your neighbor, I'm warning you, I'm warning you. Don't distract me in the church. I'm warning you. If you continue doing that, tell him, if you continue doing that, I'll separate myself from you. Come on, shout, yeah. Blessed is a man. 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 Shout, yeah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. There are some people in the church who want you to become their friend, you backslide. May you never be a friend to somebody like that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Walking in the way of the ungodly, standing in the way of sinners. Some people, every preaching they criticize. Have you seen anybody like that before in the church? Have you seen anybody like that before? They criticize the choristers. They criticize the worship leader. They criticize the preacher. They criticize the offering taking. When we are sharing the grace also, you criticize. May you be separated from people like that in the name of Jesus. I'm preaching. If you want to be blessed, this is the way. Tell your neighbor, this is the way. This is the way. May you be separated from people like that. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. And the next one. Blessing will come by your association. The one before is by your dissociation. But there are others when you associate with them. I said, when you associate with them, your life will be blessed. May you find right company in the name of Jesus. I'm preaching. Genesis chapter 13. Verse 1. Genesis 13, 1. The Bible says, and Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was what? Was what? Was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. The next verse. And he went on his journeys to the southern sun. Verse 5. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks, herds, and tents. Listen to me. It was Abram that was called. And Lot said, I'm going to tie my shirt to Abram's shirt. I'm going to. Are you still here? I'm going to tie my shirt to Abraham's shirt. Wherever Abraham goes, I will go. The Bible says Abraham was rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And this one says, and Lot also. And Lot also. When they count Abraham's blessing, they will mention you also. I said, your name will also be mentioned. Do you know, and I'm ending, do you know that it's not all the time that you pray for anointing? Say, Bishop, explain. I said, say, Bishop, explain. I will explain. I will. I will. Listen to me, friends. You see, Bible says how good and pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Hallelujah. It is like the anointing that falls on Aaron's head, that comes down the beard, down to the garments. So you see, the beard of Aaron should not pray for anointing. When it falls on the head, it automatically comes into the beard. May you locate yourself properly in the name of Jesus. Who is hearing me today? So it is not the prayer that the beard prayed. It's not the prayer that the garment prayed. But the location of the beard, the location of the garment, brought anointing into his life. May you be strategically located. May you locate yourself properly in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm preaching. There are some people, when you get connected to them, I said, by the reason of your connection, by the reason of your association, blessing is coming into your life. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Once a while, I pray for anointing. But most of the time, I locate myself under anointing. So when the oil pours, give me a bottle of water. Give me water. Anything you have here? Yeah, bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. You have beard. You have beard, this brother. So wait. That's illustration. I'm pouring it on your head. No. You see, the point I'm making is that I pour the oil on it. I pour the water on his head. The beard didn't ask for water, but the beard becomes wet. If you are located properly, you will be blessed in the name of Jesus. You will be blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lot decided to locate himself with Abraham. So the Bible says, and Lot also. When the history of this ministry is written, they will say Bishop Dag, Howard Mills, was heavily blessed. And they will say, and Bishop Richard also. May your name be mentioned when blessing is mentioned. Hallelujah. One of these days, when blessed people are mentioned, your name will be mentioned. Your name will be mentioned. Your name will be mentioned. Shout yeah. Hallelujah. Laban said, I know by experience, by reason of experience, that I have been blessed because of you. I know, because Laban has worked with that blessing before. Laban has used his own energy before. But then, when Jacob came into his life, may God send the Jacob into your life. May you see the Jacob in your life. The man began to prosper. He told Jacob, I've learned by experience, by reason of experience, that my life has been blessed. Nobody here connected to this blessing will miss out on the blessing. Surely, amen. How many of you are blessed today? Are you blessed today? Tell your neighbor, this is the way. Tell your neighbor, this is the way. This is the way. Lift your two hands up high. Bless this house. Bless this house. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every Everybody lift your two hands to the Lord. To the Lord, bless this house. Keep us strong. Keep us strong and healthy. Keep us safe and prosperous. Cover this entire congregation. From our children to our spouse. One more time. Bless this house. Come on. Keep us safe and prosperous. Cover this entire congregation. From our children to our spouse. Shout of praise a shout of praise. He will cover you. 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 Your seats. Hallelujah. Phone details on the screen. If can I have an offering basket? If you're using your phone, just come and touch the bag in front here. Hallelujah. Father, I pray over these envelopes. I pray that every source where this money came from, may the source never dry up. May the source never dry up. In the name of Jesus, bless your people. Let this be a source of miracle in their lives. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your blessing, for your favor, for your generosity. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Somebody like Bishop Saki to come and release blessings upon us. I believe this morning we have been very blessed. And you know, the time is running so fast. We are left with just some, maybe some few hours. It's not much. Yeah. So let's just go.